Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 136, a special episode in which we revisit one of our prior conversations on a classic of organization theory. This time, we return to Max Weber's famous book chapter, Bureaucracy, published in his 1922 book, Economy and Society, and covered in this program in episode 6, which we released in January 2016. While the original episode focused on bureaucracy as a form of organizing that was right for modern civilized societies, we elected to re-examine the chapter through an institutional lens. To recap the original episode, Weber believed that rational principles were key to a functioning society, whereby operations, especially in the public sector, were characterized by impersonal rules that allowed for fairness and equality of treatment. Duties and responsibilities were well-defined, and the intention was that the bureaucrat, using the term in the positive sense, should be educated and trained to perform the assigned tasks efficiently. Authorities to make decisions would be clearly delineated, and the success of the bureaucratic operation was measured not in technical efficiency, such as faster, better, or cheaper, but in overall productive efficiency, reliability, stability, and predictability. So we began with a re-release of our episode 6 that dissected the chapter fairly thoroughly. We will then extend the conversation for a new part 2 that takes into account how contemporary discourse over bureaucracy has changed in the intervening decade. In the 1990s, the field of institutional logics emerged that characterized economic behaviors driving how organizations function. The bureaucratic logic and the market logic that bureaucracy was intended to combat were but two recognized logics. Others became recognized and studied, such as professional logics, or logics based on central figures, such as family businesses, community organizations, and organizations under charismatic leaders. In our discussion, we found that Weber was prescient and accounted for stratifications between the general public and those in leadership with power and influence who escaped being held by the rules. Institutional logics overlaid on bureaucracy allow for better understanding of how bureaucracy should operate and why they are so often derided in contemporary culture, given how they are influenced by markets, professions, and culture. We conclude the episode with a sidecast, which is an extended commentary on the ways that bureaucracy has been referenced throughout the program in hopes of encouraging renewed research into how to make it better, or at least measure it properly on its merits. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to both the original episode and our extension of the dialogue, available in 4 parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.